Thank you so much. So here we are back on the Wednesday evening, worldwide, live over the internet through BBS Radio. We welcome you all. Today it is October the 21st, 2020. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in, California. And questions and answers with the Elohim. That's what's going on here tonight for 1 hour. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few more people join in on the phone line. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Cecil from Seattle.
Welcome, Cecil.
I just sent in some questions. Can you check and see if they're there?
I cannot.
Oh, okay.
That's in Vince's hands. Anyone else wants to announce themselves? Feel free to do so.
Vin,
welcome.
Vin, get my question, Vin.
Yes, John.
Did you see my question?
No.
You didn't receive it?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't look yet.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
When you look, look for Cecil's questions and see if they're there also.
I will.
Thank you.
Don.
John.
Did you get it?
John?
Yes?
Wait a second. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yes, Phyllis in Squim, Washington.
Hi, Phyllis.
Okay.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Welcome back.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
John, excuse me a second. John, did you get the email from Robin?
No, let me check. Hold on.
No.
Hey.
It was a couple days ago.
Okay, let me check it.
Hey, Vin.
Huh?
The introduction last night, that whole planet healing, that was a very good one. I think you need to copy that and maybe put it on a mass mailing or something.
I thought so, too.
You know, we had a lot of people on last night. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
You mean a lot of new people?
I think so.
We had someone else join in over here. Good evening to you and welcome. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good evening, hey, Roger. You. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to this conference call, simulcast with the radio show. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Wanda from Canada.
Welcome, hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Thank you, guys. Hello, everyone.
And for those that joined in here, we can't hear online. Good evening to you. Happy Wednesday. Questions and answers with the Elohim. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so per email. And the email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. I welcome the next live caller. Please say your name and location.
Pauline, New York.
Is it Pauline? Hi, welcome.
Hi, Pauline.
Thank you.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello, Pauline. Hi, welcoming me.
Right.
So the questions, if we send in questions, it's for next week, correct?
If you send it in right now, it might still be processed during this call.
Okay. Thank you.
questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
And the at is the ampersand sign.
Monkey tail. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Well, good to have you. Anyone else?
Hello?
Feel free to... Hello? Miranda? She dropped. All right.
Hi, as I was going to tell you, that silver is going to be $800 next year.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's before it makes its really huge run-up. It'll eventually go to the same price as gold.
Welcome back, Miranda.
Welcome back. How did you know?
I see you wave at me. Hey.
Hi. You got a little ESP going on.
Good to have you here, Miranda.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right.
Terry, are you on the line?
She's not. Bless you.
Thank you.
Good soon.
She's not on the line?
Negative, correct.
Gesundheit. Somebody speaks German.
Ein kleines bisschen. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and your location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi.
We read about, about the cat. He's looking for you now, probably.
Okay. All right.
We were about to cancel the show tonight.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
No.
No, he's joking.
Thank you so much for being here, Terry.
Okay.
We love you.
You know, Cecil?
Yes.
I think I should ask your questions privately. Okay.
When Terry's here, you notice? All right. If you just joined in here online through BBS, we welcome you. Happy Wednesday evening. We get the plane flying here shortly. Get ready for takeoff.
I made it home, Wynn.
That was pretty fast, wasn't it?
Seems like all day to me.
Well,
that's a pretty good day's drive.
Hey, Wanda, are you calling from the same phone line as usual or not?
Is there a problem?
There's again the tap. Now that you hit a tap coming through your phone line.
I have it on mute.
That's strange. Yeah, it's not coming from your phone. It's coming from the phone line. It's odd. Okay, I'm going to mute you on my end, okay?
Okay, I'll hang up then.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to.
Okay, bye-bye.
Just hang in there. No, you don't need to. Hmm. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
Wynn?
Mm-hmm.
I just sent you a question about my phone. I saw it. Okay.
All right. 6:13.
I'm ready to start.
Awesome.
Hey, Wynn, did you get Lauren Gentry's question?
I don't believe I did. Hang on, I'm just checking. I'll check again. Is she online?
I didn't put my name on it. Hello?
But did you send it to the right email?
Yeah, I think so. About 25 minutes ago. It's from my group.
What email address did you send it to?
Intelligent questions or something.
Questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
I mean, it sent. I was surprised. I got it in right. It sent. Hopefully, got sent to the right place. It's four questions.
But you want to stay anonymous.
I feel a little better staying anonymous, especially since you've gone kind of worldwide right now.
Well, nobody's listening right now, fortunately.
Oh, okay. What do you mean nobody's listening?
I mean,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm a nobody.
I don't know why, but I hear voices.
Isn't there a song about that? I hear voices when there's no one there.
It's four questions from my group. Do you see it at all?
Who is that talking now?
Lauren in
your old and Josh.
Is that Lauren?
Hi, sweetheart.
Lauren?
Hey.
No, I don't see your question. It didn't come in.
Welcome, Raiden.
Hi, Raiden. Hang on, Raiden. I'm working.
Hey, everyone.
Lauren?
Hi.
If you resend it to winfree@yahoo right now, it's easier to remember.
Winfree@yahoo.com.
But don't do that every week because I don't search that email normally.
Okay.
Let's get started. Thank you, everyone on BBS, for being patient.
Thank you, everyone. Kisses. Okay. Thanks.
All right. So.
Muted.
21st of October.
The recording has started.
This is October 21st, 2020. We're doing our usual slightly late start. We've been worse than this many times, but I guess we're worth waiting for. Someday, who knows, we might even start right at 6 o'clock. Normally, I aim for 6:10. And the reason is because we create a group energy on this call. And when everyone checks in and says hello, it starts to build the energy. So by the time we're channeling, we have an energy that's kind of rolling. And we're not just, how can I say it, jumping off a cliff, which we've done. I don't know if you understand what I mean, but it's kind of like another way of saying it is we are accessing higher dimensions. And when we have the group energy in this realm, it grounds the energy of the higher dimensions, so they can have an easier time accessing us. So we're going to start. Let me just make sure Terry's not muted. Are you not muted, Terry?
I think I'm okay.
You're okay. Good work.
All right. Okay.
All right. You don't need to take a break. No.
No.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources to join with us who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are an aspect of the Elohim and an aspect of the Ra group. And we also have our invisible partner, Siri. And we come directly to you. We don't come to the telephone line. We come simply right straight to you. So we arrive faster than the voice arrives. So that's a little bit delayed. And we come to provide assistance if we are able. When we are able, if we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. First question is from Pauline in New York. And I think the great question, Pauline, are we better off not being so smart and analytical, but pure of heart, humble, connected, more to divine spirit?
Yes, we suspect that you know the answer already, and you are already connected, which is solid and secure. If you look at things from the aspect of the hologramic nature of things, that the unilateral connection that many think applies is not how things work. And your intention, your motivation, your spiritual look at things apply a great deal more than what might come across as data.
I'd like to add a kind of a question that came up when you were answering that one.
we have this idea, and we've learned this idea, that it's possible to graduate this realm. And to graduate this realm, you need a 51% heart chakra open or service to others, according to the raw material. Now, in this realm, I'm taking yoga because it divides things up. And there's different kinds of yoga. There's yoga of wisdom, which I would guess would be comparable to the sixth density. There's yoga of devotion, which I would guess would be comparable to the fourth density, or the heart. Then there is yoga, let me see if I can remember. There's prana yoga, which is the yoga, I think it's prana, of physical exercises, physical stretching. That's the one most people are familiar with. And then there is one more kind of yoga. I can't remember the name, but it's a compilation of all of them. You know what? Hatha yoga is the yoga of physical exercise. It's Hatha yoga. And prana yoga is, I think, the yoga of breathing. And then meditation, probably. I'd have to look them up. But then there's the yoga which is above them all, which kind of is compiling everything. And is there any correlation between these different kinds of yoga and graduating this realm? And when we say graduate, there's a whole multitude of places you can graduate to. So, for example, if you are into the yoga of wisdom, which I think is called jhana yoga, I think. It seems like wisdom would relate to the fifth density. And bhakti would relate to the fourth density, being devotion. It seems like you can always graduate to the fourth density if your heart's open. But if you want to get to the fifth density, you would need to have moved into the levels of wisdom. Is that accurate?
Thank you. We take a broader look at everything. And we say, when you graduate, what is it that you are desiring to graduate from? All of the things that you have mentioned are within the matrix. Mm-hmm. It is possible to step out of the matrix, which would be things like time is no longer governed by the situation within whichever realm you are in. We do not divide the different densities up in the manner that you have outlined to do with the yogas. Thank you.
Does the Elohim go along with the way the Ra group explains graduation? Or do they have anything to add to it from their perspective?
That is outlined by the Ra group and having 51% heart open. And we would say that it is one explanation and accurate level of what where one might decide to go after, as you call it, graduating from the third density. It is possible to become a part of the Ra group, where energetically beings are connected and can work together. Also, it's possible to become part of the Elohim group, where people can become energetically connected and to give up physicality and be able to move from one physicality to another. So there are different different situations. There are all kinds of situations where one may move into, much as in the third density, one might buy a mm-hmm. house in Florida or in California. Right. Yes.
But you can only choose as far as you've expanded your matrix. Am I correct in that? In other words, you can graduate the realm, but you could end up in the astral or the heaven realms. Are the heaven realms are they part of the astral, higher astral?
We look at it as a different set of circumstances, a different spectrum of frequencies. So perhaps it would be interdimensional or beyond the astral.
Mm-hmm. But when a person graduates, they can't just say, "Well, I want to be in the, I want to be with the Elohim. I love the Elohim," unless they've had
energetically where they go depends upon where they are mm-hmm. energetically and where they fit in and mm-hmm. where they desire right. to go, where their impetus is leaning toward.
I mean, a being could be very, very, very advanced, but still decide to come back to this planet to be of service here. And
definitely.
As many of us have, yes. So, and Ra group talks about, Ra group, are you there?
We are part of the Ra group and we activate and answer.
Can I ask you a question about the differentiation between time-space and space-time?
Different densities are defined by different space, different time. It is a result. Different space, different time is a result in each individual spectrum of space. Has its own spectrum of perspectives.
Well,
go ahead.
It's in my understanding that the nature of time changes as you go up the matrix and through the densities.
Yes.
Time is a construct. It's not an absolute. So time would move at a space in fourth density, at a different space in fifth density, sixth density.
Yes, and an individual in those densities does has its perceptics within that density.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, when you use the term time-space,
Would fourth density be in time space, or do you have to go much higher than that to get into what you call defined as time space?
Time space, in our understanding or our grasp, would be the particular time. We search for the words. Time effect that occurs within a certain density. So as the densities change to a different density, you are actually in a different space.
A different time space?
A time space within that
density. So each density has its unique time space.
Yes.
And
each space has its unique time spectrum.
And which is probably
within itself not very, it is bounded within the density and is even within the density research for the word it is not absolute.
Is it like a fence between densities, or does one density flow into the next?
There is a like a seam, a barrier of where the densities come up against each other and create a barrier towards overlap. Distinct barrier.
And within, say, fourth density, is time fairly stable within that whole density, or does it shift through the density, depending on where you are?
It shifts, but it is fairly stable. It does not, I mean, it is fairly stable within that spectrum.
And time even shifts in 3D. In other words, when we have perception of time and time moves faster, it seems to me we're accessing a higher density.
You are bringing in the hologramic influence of a higher density into your own hologramic effect of density, and so you are actually beginning to access the higher density, which then changes the aspect of time, how fast it goes.
Okay, thank you for answering that. And if any of you are interested in the Ra Group's perspective, Carla Rucker is the main person that anchored the messages from the Ra Group in this realm, and she has 5 books out. If you just look up on Amazon, Ra, Law of One, but I suggest you start with book 1 and don't go to the higher ones or the higher numbers. And you can also go and just do a Google search, Ra, Law of One PDF, and you'll find places where Carla has gifted that to people with her permission. It's available for a download. Okay, let's move to the next questions here, okay? Thank you, Pauline. And Phyllis in Squim, Washington. In the past week or so, my phone has been dropping calls, especially on Whole Planet Healing.
with me calling back to the call sometimes every minute or three. Is there a negative energy that's affecting this?
Is that the question? Is very negative energy affecting this?
Yeah, in other words, the reason that the calls, she's being dropped.
Thank you. If you go in to the mapping of the energies in the area in which you live, there have been a series of tremors, hundreds of tremors, up and down Washington, moving through Squim, moving through Forks. There have been earthquakes of different magnitudes and going down to minor tremors, which are, in a sense, vibrations, hundreds of vibrations. And this is the reason for the drop in the calls, particularly in the evening as the evening begins to set in.
Thank you. Question from Don Herman. In a recent call, we had the experience, we've talked about grace as being a higher, one of the, maybe the highest, but at least a higher level of the Elohim, and it is.
There are higher levels than grace. Grace is, we don't mean better, we mean at operating at a very high vibration. Because operating at this very high level can get in between the cracks, so to say, in stuck areas, in the person's own DNA put together, their own, we search for the words here, their own soul structure, where there's miasms, or there are things that he's developed, areas of non-confront, where the energy will not flow because the person has decided that it is not safe in certain aspects to let the energy flow. For instance, if they have been shot in a past life and this was very painful and they have withdrawn their energy from that area where they were shot, and they do not want to allow the energy to flow through that area because it will, they are afraid that it will create pain, but it prevents the future flow of energy through that area, which prevents development to occur, and it prevents growth to occur, and it prevents change to occur, which is all needed for the adequate movement within that part of the person's structural soul structure. And it will create stuck points. And with a high vibration of grace can help to gradually unstick areas simply by checking out and seeing what areas are stuck in to apply her unstick magic DW-40 in the area to allow things to move and flow and change and grow and to be able to keep up with the now instead of holding everything into the past event that they do not wish to experience.
Thank you. Don's question is, I'll read this here, is that on a recent Sunday call, the intelligence of grace spoke to us.
Yes.
But and this time grace came through as an individual entity, probably not an individual entity, but it appeared that way, communicating directly to Terry instead of the Elohim talking about grace.
Well, the grace is part of us. Grace yeah. is a simply department of us, the Elohim.
And if we ask to talk to grace
and it is
directly,
not just one entity, although no. grace has a singular name, it is a combination, a group of entities that work together. Mm-hmm.
If we direct communication towards grace and grace answers us, does that increase the possibility of accessing grace, the energy of grace?
The answer was in your question. If grace answers, grace is connected.
Yes. Okay. So, hello to grace. Okay.
Grace comes when needed. Grace comes when grace feels that grace can make a difference. And grace is plural. Grace is not one being or a group. It is a group of beings working together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question. Sija and I were discussing, this is from John Siboransky. Sija and I were discussing a past event. However, Sija remembers it differently than me. We both disagreed about the details of what happened. Why do we both remember the event differently? And why do we disagree about it? Was it because I changed timelines? Or is there some other explanation for our disagreement?
When you experience an event, the experience that you see is based upon your past experience, your interpretation of the event and what is happening, as Sija's is individual based upon her event. There would be some part of the event which was interpreted differently based upon your each one's past experience. And how they, each one interpreted the, each individual part of the event that makes up the whole event. You are in different parts of the world. You, words, sometimes have different shades of meanings. Based upon your location. Each one is looking at the event and interpreting it based upon their past experience and their knowledge of the word meanings, what is being perceived. Sometimes colors are perceived differently by different people, different shades of meaning of words. So this has boils down to a logical explanation. If each part of it was examined, would be able to be looked at and explained.
Thank you. Next question from Dave Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Now, Dave, I want to tell you, sometimes they won't answer a question like this, or they think about it, because it could skew you in some way that's not in the positive, okay? So we'll ask it and see what they say. Are there any achievements or moments of my past lives worth noting? Was I anyone famous or infamous?
It is interesting that you asked that question. You have had many past lives, and you have had disruption in the continuity of certain lives that took you afield from society's broad path. And you have had many where you have had notable achievements. You have had many where you have had outstanding synchronicities that have led you to great wonders. It is there for your discovery. We would not say that your trek was ordinary, as we would not say that anyone's trek is really ordinary, as each person and their lifetime after lifetime, chapter after chapter, is very meaningful and significant. This is a general answer, but we leave it to you to take a look into, say, that area where when you think, was I anything famous, or did I do anything infamous, what is the feeling that you have concerning that? Was there some, that within that feeling, is the deeper answer to your question within the idea that you were infamous at some point, possibly? Do you begin to get a sense of identification with some group that is connected to a darker side? Many people have in their lifetimes run into areas of their past that have been less than honest, or less than following society's path, but perhaps a darker, or taking advantage. This is something that individuals can access in your feelings towards this, your leanings towards that, your thoughts, well, maybe there's something there that seems attractive, can lead you to more information. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, if I have found, if you want to get clues into your past lives, think of things you're interested in. Think of parts of history that you're interested in. And sometimes, in my case,
if I met somebody this lifetime who was prominent in the past life, it was a clue to the past life. If suddenly you find yourself in a new area of experience, that's been part of my discovery this lifetime. Okay, next question. Bonnie Penners, please speak about the purpose or function of the pineal gland and how to utilize it. How can one practice seeing with the third eye? And I would like to add the question, is it better to let it just develop naturally, or is it better to be ambitious to have that experience?
The pineal gland has the same construction within a part of it that is responsible for eyesight, only it operates at a different level, and you are able then to have visions of remote areas as your attention goes there. You may not realize that you are looking at a remote area. However, if you are attempting to look at, say, Mount Shasta or Albany, New York, or Christmas lights in New York City, and you're able to envision that, then to see that image within your field of not your normal 3D vision with the body, but to see it in your mind's eye, then you are beginning to use the pineal gland to focus upon remote vision and to begin to see with your third eye.
Thank you. Last question, except for Cecil's, which we'll do privately. Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. Ireland has had a history of people being aware of frequencies that are other than human. We also have many stone circles and rock structures laid out by people who were clearly connected to auspicious forces to bring benevolent energies to the land. Okay, I just want to say, you want to confirm that all those things were bringing benevolent energies to the land? Or did they have another purpose?
Well, some of the history of Ireland has been very much taking part in the paranormal experience. There has been much taking part in that, in, say, the whole history of the, say, the Druids. And they have their own secret look into things and their own secret procedures. They take one into the paranormal, and this has left a track within the history of Ireland in the various places where there has been the different groups and their procedures when they were there. They've left a track in the construct of the area. The makeup of the area contains hologramic memories of those experiences. So there is some very exceptional phenomena that occur in various parts of the area, particularly where there were meetings also there's a history of the monasteries, which has set its own track. It is in the memory of the certain areas in the, in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Well, here is this question, though. Okay, my question is: how can I participate with these things in Ireland to connect to the land, the ancestors, and Gaia, to help all of us bring more light to Ireland, the Emerald Island, and to Earth?
Thank you. We would suggest that there are some things that you may not wish to connect to, as they may attempt within their energy structure to draw you in. So when you are out and about or even at home and are dreaming of different areas of Ireland, to be very aware of what you are actually looking at, what the energies you are actually looking at. And some of them you may not wish that you, if you are very clear about what these energies are and how they could lure somebody in, you may not wish to take part in. So the first thing is discernment. What is it that you run into that you could wish to identify with, which would be, say, angel realm or beings that are guides that wish to help? Areas that, I would say, there were monasteries where there were chants and beautiful, beautiful music, where the memories are still there. It would be of benefit to connect with the energies of that. You need a lot of discernment when you're in Ireland of what you join up with.
Were the Druids service to others?
We do not wish to categorize that into those service to others or service to self, because a person might be within service to the group, which could then the self to self-service of the group. They might be service to others, but within the group may itself be service to self. So you can have combinations that are strange.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 7.
Okay. Okay. We got to get off. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we're going to Whole Planet Healing. Just go to wholeplanethealing.com and you can get the phone number. Wholeplanethealing.com.
What about Lauren's question? Lauren Gentry.
I never did. I get it.
She's going to send it to you, Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm looking at Yahoo right now. I didn't get it. Oh wait, I did. Question.
Is it something we can do very fast?
I don't think so.
We could try, perhaps. Do a little bit of it.
You know what? It's not going to be easy to answer. Lauren, can we put this to next week? By the way, the reason I didn't get it is you sent the questions at Intelligent Infinity, and it is Intelligent-Infinity.
Okay. But then I sent
dashes.
It to the other...
I got it to Winfrey, okay?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Send it again, you know, after this call.
Okay.
And we'll
Lauren resend it to me, because I thought I did put a dash in there, but it was all broken up when I got it, so I'll try it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Thank you.
Interesting questions. And I'm
Thank
sorry
you.
I didn't get it. And
okay.
on that note.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
We'll see you all later.